Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we're so happy to have a guest this morning, Seth Stasselm, and he is the Assistant Director of Atlantic Parks and Rec. Good morning to you, Seth.
Good morning.
Man, there is so much stuff going on, and the weather is finally getting to the place where people are going to be excited to get out there and do stuff. So where do you want to start?
Well, I mean, last week it was kind of up and down weather, but I mean, as weather is turning around, we are incorporating a lot of new programs, and one of those new programs is pickleball. It's one of the fastest growing sports in the nation right now for older adults, and we're actually starting a league for pickleball. We're going to do a pickup game next Sunday on the 8th, and league games will start May 15th to June 27th. We're doing that on Sundays at 5:30 p.m. If you're interested, come check it out. It's at the Sunnyside Basketball Courts. We have four pickleball courts over there. Or you can contact Bruce Henderson at 249-8255.
Okay, so Bruce is kind of doing the organizing there, but you've got the courts ready. But you know what? Pickleball. I know you've talked to me about pickleball before. I still don't know. How do you play pickleball?
Well, it's a mix between ping pong and tennis. It's played with a kind of a wiffle ball, plastic ball, and so on the bounce, it's actually a slower moving ball, and so it's actually really popular with active older adults that grew up playing tennis and racket sports and don't want to give it up. And so,
Do you have a racket?
You do have a racket. Yep, they're mostly played with a wooden or a plastic racket. That's a pretty close. It's just a square, and you play it on a smaller court than a tennis court, and on a lower net, and it's played with a plastic ball that, like I said, has a bounce to it where it bounces slower.
And if it hits you, it won't hurt so much.
It won't hurt so much, no. You just have to have just pretty much
two people play.
So two people can play. You can play doubles, which four people. We are going to have open court nights on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1:30 to 3:30. If you never played, I would suggest coming to the Sunnyside Basketball Courts, set it up, or you know, call Bruce and ask him. We have a great cute group of people that love to play, and they would love to spread the word on how to play too. So
there'd probably be somebody there if you go, like on this Sunday, that would be patient enough to get you started.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and we have all the equipment there, so you don't need to go out and purchase anything. But it's a great, exciting sport. It's one of the few sports you can play across generations, where you can play with a 16-year-old, play with an 80-year-old, and it'll be still competitive. So
that sounds good.
It's exciting.
Yes, it is. And that, you know, the story here kind of is, as you've added more things, is that, well, I think two things. One, it used to be, well, you just go to the park and do whatever you want. So you're adding these kind of plan things and have the what you need there. And secondly, that you do have some scheduled things and, you know, some of those kinds of things. So, of course, Sunnyside Park is open.
Sunnyside Park is open, yep. It is open. We do have that short time in the winter where we close the streets just for safety. But it is open. It's open from sun up to sundown. We do have a lot of things going on there. And one of the most exciting things that we do have going on, we opened it last year, is the Sunnyside Activity Area. And over in that area,
and where is that located?
That is actually located right by the park office on 1200 Sunnyside Lane.
Okay.
So, and over there, there's a lot of exciting stuff. It's kind of designated towards active older adults. We do have horseshoes over there. And then we have a large flat top area that's perfect for lawn games such as bocce ball, croquet, ladder toss, and many more, which we do have all those available in the park office.
So if I wanted to do one of those, I need to stop in the office to get the equipment?
You can stop by. You can give us a call at 243-3542. We do have a cart that we can leave out for you to use if you wanted to use it on a Friday night or a Saturday morning or anything like that. But don't be afraid to call. We have an open door policy in the Parks and Rec, so feel free to come in, talk to us, and we have the equipment for you to use, and it doesn't cost anything to use them.
Wow.
So
that's pretty amazing, Seth, when all these things are offered at no cost. All you have to do is show up and, well, maybe plan a little bit to be sure you have the equipment.
Yeah.
And, you know, I keep seeing that croquet is becoming a much more popular game. You know, it was an old game, right? I think of the ladies in their long, long skirts and, you know, the all, I don't know, 1900s and before that. And now it's coming back.
Yeah, we're hoping to bring back a lot of those games. And actually, on Tuesdays and Thursdays during the summer, we're actually going to be doing a Sunnyside Activity Hour, really targeting kind of active older adults. And we're going to try to showcase those long games once every week. And it's going to be an event from 9:30 to 11. And we're really, really trying to promote getting outside, yeah, getting outside, socialize, doing something to stay active and have a healthy lifestyle.
You mentioned horseshoes, and you know, I'm thinking there used to be a lot of places where you could go play horseshoes, and then it kind of got to be, well, the only time I saw it was like at county fairs where they had contests, and all the older guys knew how to do that. But there wasn't an opportunity in between, and now it's there.
Oh yeah, and that's what we're really trying to do is just try to educate and try to get people out there getting active and try to socialize. And we're gonna actually have free coffee out there too, so we're gonna have a coffee urn, and so people will be able to have coffee, socialize, and spend time with each other and really form a community and also be active.
So. Right. It's a way to meet some new friends. You know, we kind of get sunk. It's easy to get in a rut and just do the same thing with the same people. Hey, you go out there and find out, oh, there's a lot of other people liking this. Now, you haven't mentioned, and I heard this morning, and now I'm disc golf. That's available also, right? I mean, that's set up.
Yeah, we actually have an excellent disc golf course at the Sunnyside Park, and it's an 18-hole course, and it's a great course. We do have a good group of individuals, the Sunnyside Disc Golf Group, that they get together on Sundays and play kind of league, and Frank Saddlemeyer is kind of the head of that. But they also put on many tournaments. They do the Coca-Cola Classic, and then they're actually doing a new tournament on June 15th, which is the Trilogy Challenge, which is a new tournament for them to put on, and so that should be exciting to see. Hopefully get some new visitors in town. So
yeah, and for those of us who don't play, that might be kind of fun to come out and watch part of it just to I think I tried it once, I mean, because it was when you had an open house or something, and going, that requires quite a lot of skill but not so much muscle.
I would say there's a lot of technique to it.
Yeah.
Just like normal golf, there's technique to it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a great time. There's recreational pads, and then there's more pads for experts to play from. But it's a fun time just to go out there and good exercise. Even then, when you're walking,
you can do it by yourself, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But we have a good committed group that goes out and plays on a consistent basis.
Wow.
So
amazing! That's amazing. So are there other things at Sunnyside Park that you want to mention? Have we?
Yeah, mention real quick. We're also starting adult tennis here. We're going to try to do those on Mondays, starting May 23rd with pickup games. If you're interested in that, contact Jake Arneson at 249-5526. And then we have our programs that we do during the summer. We've been doing such as youth tennis and swim team, and then slow pitch softball. So for youth tennis and swim team, we're going to have a huge registration day on May 10th at Washington Elementary School too for that. So
yep, need you guys signed up. When does the pool open?
The pool opens
after school's out.
After school's out.
Okay, that's
Memorial
close enough.
Day weekend. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, now, do you have a website? I mean, all these dates you've been throwing out, phone numbers and so on. How do we find those other than?
Yeah,
just...
we do have a website through the city. So if you go to www.atlanticiowa.com, go to the city's page and to Parks and Recreation, you can find all our information, all the information about our parks, different programs that we put on, and pretty much contact information and all that, all those details there. Or you can like us on Facebook. We are on Facebook at Atlantic Parks and Recreation too. So
okay. Now, you've been working on a special kids area. How's that coming?
The Kitty Corral.
Right.
We do have we are working on the shelter, and we're hoping to complete it by May 15th. That's kind of our target goal. We still have some grass to, we're still working on the turf to be maintained and working on the fire pit, but it's coming along great.
Okay.
We got the bricks around the columns, and if you haven't been up there, I would suggest you go and take a look at it, and it's really a true, it's a good replacement for the old kitty corral. So.
Okay. You know, I think all of us need to go out and just take a walk through Sunnyside Park to find out and see all this stuff going on and, you know, just get acquainted with it. Then the one other thing that I just wanted to mention or ask about was the dog park. I think you've done a...
Oh, the dog park, I mean, that's probably one of the best additions we've had in our park system. And we just completed putting in a gravel parking lot. The parking lot's designed to diagonally park in there. We still need to get signage and some parking stalls in there, but for the most part, the parking lot is in, and
good.
Available for use, and people have been using it, and so it's exciting to see that.
You bet. There's always something going on with Atlantic Parks and Rec, so come and see, come and visit, come and do. So again, give your phone number one more time.
Yes, yeah, so you can contact us at 712-243-3542. We're in the office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m.
Well, you're not always there.
I'm not always there. We're usually out doing stuff.
That's right.
You can always leave a message, and we'll get back to you.
Thanks so much, Seth Stathelm, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. People who cannot find time for recreation are obliged sooner or later to find time for illness.